Hey, folks, welcome to the Bad Comedy Podcast. My name is Mac, and I am the original bad boy of comedy, threat to democracy, and your least favorite comic's least favorite comic. As always, I'm with
Frankenstein. I love electricity. I'm afraid of fire. Let's get into it.
Hell yeah, let's get into it. So, a lot going on, you know? Including the fact I can't find my sunglasses.
Oh no.
Oh.
Thank God.
I felt weird. I felt like when you're not wearing sunglasses, oh, these are the bad ones.
I feel visible when I'm wearing
I get anxiety. Or when I'm not wearing them, I feel anxiety. I'm like, people are watching this and people are going to see this on the internet, you know?
Yeah, but I have to look at myself when I'm wearing them
in the
mirror, and I have to look into my soul and think about the things I'm saying, but when I put them on, I'm kind of invisible and have no more morals.
It's kind of like when you take them off at the end of the whole podcast session, it's like bad post-nut clarity.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Like back to the real world. You're like, the fantasy was over.
Right. Probably shouldn't have said anything I said that whole podcast, but
it's immortalized on the internet.
Yeah.
It's,
I mean, in the movie Big Daddy, I mean, that's based on a true story. If you put on sunglasses, you're invisible, you know?
All right, no Play Kangaroo song.
Play Kangaroos. That's why people don't know this, but I'm kind of I know a lot about the law, the letter of the law. Mm-hmm. And so I know a lot about court proceedings. But people need, what you should do if you're on the witness stand, always wear sunglasses.
And because for confidence.
People can't see you, you always win.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think it's funny that you watch the news more than everyone else I know combined.
I know everything. Yeah.
C-SPAN.
Yeah. I like MSNBC. I like Joy Reid. The bald black lady. Uh-huh. I like her. Dude.
Is that why you like
everyone's shitting on Hillary Clinton, okay? And I'm like, she's a bad bitch. I mean, she's not very brat. Uh-huh. But she's like a super villain. That's awesome.
Oh yeah, she could be like shoddy.
Yeah, I mean, she's like evil. It's she's super evil, and that rules.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's like
I mean, it's not good to be evil. It's the opposite of it. But sometimes you got to respect it. I root for the villains in most movies.
Am I attracted to a female super villain? If her name is Hillary.
Yeah. Yes, Hillary equals hot. I voted for Tim Walz, though, because I wanted the government to be funny again. And I understand under that if she won, I mean, there'd be a bunch of censorship, but we get to watch Tim Walz dance around, Easy Biden kind of hanging out in the background, falling down.
It is funny. It's like even if the people on their own, they couldn't carry the show, but these people combined all the cast of characters.
You get Hunter Biden smoking crack, actually running the show. Oh, here's the good sunglasses.
Oh, nice. Uh-oh. He's exposed. Not anymore.
Oh, these are the rose-colored glasses. Uh-huh. I'm happy, folks.
And when you take them off, the world turns dark
again.
Yeah,
these are the ones that when you wear for a long time and take them off, you go into a deep depression.
Uh-huh.
Vladimir Zelensky, smart.
Yeah, I think tough. I think he's
tall.
His body language was kind of on display.
Hands folded between his legs.
Microscope, yeah.
The two main body languages he was doing was hands like this between his legs, and the other one is this.
But yeah.
Which is...
walking through the halls that doesn't want to get shoved in a locker.
Yeah, anyone that knows any basic thing about nonverbals is if you want to be in an open dialogue.
No, yeah, you can't.
You don't do that. That shows whether it's conscious or unconscious in the mind of the viewer. It shows that like you don't really care or you're kind of blocking out or not listening to what they're saying.
But then if you're doing that, then I'm going to do that to mirror technique. So that we build a connection and kind of feel on the same wavelength. So that's
true.
Sales
or it's a double block and neither of you could talk. it's like in rock, paper, scissors when you both do rock.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like that.
You just stare at each other.
But Trump always does Trump does scissors and JD does rock. Mm-hmm. And then Zelensky does paper and they just beat his ass with it.
Mm-hmm. No matter what he chooses.
Yeah. I love it, dude. That's a good tag team, those two. Mm-hmm. Trump and Vance.
I wonder if they're always on the same page.
It seems like they are.
I feel like Trump is like, he's happy to let anyone else like try to like give him a break.
Well, he can
always step in.
Trump 2.0. So I like, just like with Gucci Mane, I like Gucci Mane 1.0 before prison when he was fat, and more than Gucci 2.0.
You like the old
Gucci Trump? Mane. Trump is flip. Uh-huh. I love Trump 2.0 because he has less straight up ego. I don't think he gets. I think he lets other people around him do more without getting upset about it.
It's kind of like when
he used to hate when people would like he would hate when people would overshadow him, but he understands that it's good to have a strong vice president next to you who's able to translate your Trump language into lawyer sounding language.
Absolutely.
So basically, Trump says the right stuff, and then but he says it in his hilarious, bombastic ways, and then JD translates it. This says the same exact thing, but just in a more concise way.
Mm-hmm. And then you can have people interpret it in the media or conversations however they want.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember watching when Trump was sitting down for the first time with Obama, you know, in that same situation in the Oval Office, and Trump's body language wasn't there, wasn't confident. I think he was kind of...
Well, the first time he went in, he'd never done politics.
He just looked kind of like...
You're the president?
Almost sorry in a way. But then it's also like and, crazy.
Well, it's just like with Zelensky. He was just an actor, and then the New World Order selected him to be a puppet.
But does that tell you guys? Get into show business. Develop some chops.
Yeah, and then you can become a puppet too. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, he had the backing of the deep state, so they taught him the stuff to do, the right stuff to say. Trump didn't have that. They were all against him. Mm-hmm. But I still have this offer. I've been pleading to the CIA, but I think they don't have the money to do it now because USAID and all this money that was spent for propaganda against us, our tax money paying to get us propagandized, like to Reuters and Politico. I want them to join our, like, give us money, sponsor us, deep state. We will say whatever you want. Give me a script. Mm-hmm. I'll memorize it. I'll get a teleprompter behind Dylan.
Yeah, it is just kind of like, is the dollar amount that we need to just kind of...
just.
Keep the spin the hamster wheel a little
to
bit
to do Mockingbird Media
faster. Yeah,
I mean, first of all, folks, if you don't want us to become a CIA cutout for talking, just mm-hmm. giving every talk, we'll basically become CNN if we get bought out by the CIA. Or no, we become like Rachel Maddow pretty much. But if you go to patreon.com/badcomedy, you get 2-day early access to these practice shitty episodes, and then. So these free episodes are just bullshit, but the real funny episodes with famous stand-up comedian guests are behind the Patreon paywall at patreon.com/badcomedy. While we're on this real quick, I'd like to talk about our amazing sponsor, Jepson's Malort. It's good. I got a whole glass right here, mm-hmm. and I got to say, never had anything better.
Yeah, I like how you put the sticker on there. That's nice. I imagine
that. No, it came like this custom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Custom. I like stickers.
Yeah. I
need more stickers. If anyone wants to send me any, let me know.
I got some sticker. I got some Brain Spa. I'll talk about that behind the paywall. Mm-hmm. But there's stickers behind the bad comedy thing back there. Yeah. They can't see it on screen, but, you know.
Stickers are fire.
Yeah, they're pretty sticky.
I don't like when people put stickers, use them like graffiti.
Yeah, no, that's not cool.
Because it's all sticky.
Yeah, how about we get this city cleaned up? You know?
No more stickers.
No more Mr. Nice Guy. We're getting this city cleaned up. You know, we're going to rip all the stickers off.
Mm-hmm. Does this sound cool if I say I'm Mr. Ice Guy? So So it's about my chains.
I'm Mr. Eyes. Oh, about this. I'm Mr. Eyes Guy. And then it's like the, killer, the gong, 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 yeah. gong. I was going to the wet market and I got a COVID because I ate a bat and it was pretty good.
Yeah, have you been working on any dialects or?
I've been working on some viruses.
Oh, nice.
It's pretty hard to make one. I only have like one beaker.
Mm-hmm. But you're trying to like work on developing vaccines too.
Right? Yeah. So, that's cool. So Fauci, if you want to pay us, we'll do it.
I almost responded to something who's on our wall of ops today, Bob Keem, posted about...
They can't see him very well, but today we are featuring Bob Keem. This one is... Some of these are for sale. This is a original art of...
One of one.
He's a nemesis of the podcast. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful. Not for sale, of course. But we do have a picture of MC Lightsey or DJ Darksey, who I kicked out of the comedy scene, and that one's for sale for I think like $1,000 something.
Yeah, it's like, we're probably gonna make the podcast like $100.
We are. Sure. I've been saying it the past few weeks. Yes. While you were so, folks, Dylan was on vacation. Not vacation though. That's what I said.
No,
he was fighting for freedom. You want to tell us what you were doing?
No, I'm actually. I would love to tell you, but it's classified. I'm really.
I was kind of excited to tell him. Okay.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Sorry.
We'll talk about it behind the paywall.
Yeah, that's
at patreon.com/badcomedy. But Dylan's been out on a mission. Yeah. And that's really all we can say. But he was fighting for good.
Yeah.
And freedom.
Fighting the good fight.
Fighting the good fight.
Yeah.
That's what we can say.
Yeah.
Speaking of that's what we can say. I don't know. I can say.
I killed some people.
What did you say?
I killed a bunch of people.
No, you can't say that word. You pilled a bunch of people.
I pillaged.
Yeah, people say unalive on YouTube. Say pillage. You can say or cancel a bunch of people.
I took care of some people.
Yeah, I like that.
Because it sounds like I...
Yeah, it's a mob. That's mob type of thing. Yeah, like I took care of Vinny. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. I took over. And then Fauci's like, don't worry. I got made a new one.
This cool mobster thing. It was like, if you're trying to signal to the table not to talk in front of someone, then you pour the wine like this for everybody. But then the last person, you don't want them to... It's a tip to show like... To everyone else, don't say shit in front of this guy. I don't trust this guy.
A lot of I like
so
that.
You got to be watching this body language.
It's kind of like baseball. So like a lot of unwritten rules,
mm-hmm.
or yeah, it's kind of cool.
I like baseball. That's like just cheating. Whoever is the best at cheating and concealing it,
yeah,
wins.
Think about
if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. That's why that show Cheaters. Just call it winners or triers.
Yeah. I had a great idea. Then it left my mind immediately, like it always does.
It's like
we were talking about inside vapor. Baseball and Italians, wine.
Dine. You can watch Moneyball is a good movie.
I had something. Yeah. Moneyball. I saw that. Bobby Buds was the coach, right?
Mm-hmm. I like when Kanye said, Jonah Hill made him like Jews again.
Yeah. Kanye is the best at getting attention out of anybody.
Well, that's why you got to always bring it in life because you're representing more than just yourself. You're representing.
Well, he's representing, you know.
Bloodline.
He's representing white supremacy. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about Kanye, not us. Yeah, YouTube, okay? Plus YouTube. You should be going in the path of like Zuckerberg, even though I don't think he is, mm-hmm. and stop censoring things.
I'm really excited about my new swastika design, though, that I made for Ye.
He did, yeah.
It's pretty good.
But don't worry, it's not the symbol.
Yeah.
It looks like it, but it says Ye.
Yeah, it's
not like hooray, but like Ye at the end of Kanye.
Yeah.
I never for a while when I listened to Kanye and Jay-Z, I didn't know what hova meant. I didn't know what ye meant. I was like, why is it because like yayo like cocaine?
Mm-hmm. Tony yayo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like
yayo for yayo. Walk around with yayo. You know that song?
Yeah.
I love that song.
I was hanging out on a Friday night. Went to Frank and Mary's. There was like no one there. My roommate came and hung out for a little bit, but I ended up just hanging out with this black guy. Told him my whole life story about being a BD, about Scotty lit a girl on fire. You know,
you tell him about the Chance the Rapper.
Oh no! Oh. But I told him everything that he didn't even care about.
Mm-hmm.
I just told him it all because he was black, and I, you know,
he was just listening. And
yeah,
it's really up.
He actually did care. He actually thought it was kind of wild.
Mm-hmm.
He's
like, this guy's like Forrest Gump.
Yeah, I'm really Forrest. Pump a cap in your ass.
Yeah. Little pump. Forrest Little Pump.
Whatever happened to Little Pump? What was his big song?
Stayed Little.
Can you move it that way?
It?
Yeah, perfect. He what
pump
happened?
It, maybe he's just Pump now.
Pump?
Mm-hmm.
I like that. He should go by Pump. and then he'll come out with some new sneakers with the pumps.
Uh-huh.
And they'll be really pumps. Little, like tiny little pumps.
Yeah. What are those?
Uh-huh.
Those are those little pumps.
Yeah, these
are these my little pumps.
I got these little pumps.
Oh, these little things.
Is it offensive to wear Air Force Ones because Trump flies on Air Force One?
I think it's cooler now.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I think it's actually a sedition if you don't. Mm-hmm. If you hate the president, right? Because he's the president. You can hate him when he's gotten the campaign trail, but mm-hmm. if you hate the president, you're either committing sedition or you're treasonous, and so you have to like him. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That's the rules.
That's why I didn't make Elon him. Musk.
Nice. I was looking up the...
President Musk.
That was the funniest thing that nobody fell for. My mom said it to me once because my mom was she's a exact mockingbird of every talking point of CNN. She was like, "Yeah, President Musk." I was like, "That's literally the dumbest talking point ever. Like, no one's falling for that. it's literally just a thing." That old Trump might fall for. New Trump doesn't fall for that.
That's funny for me to be like a Musk head for years, and then it's like, oh, cool, like nice insult.
How mad is Jason? Because Jason has been the opposite. Jason's always hated Elon, even prior to him coming into this.
Yeah.
And obviously Jason didn't like Trump.
The troll of that is so epic.
Yeah.
All of Elon's haters have to hate.
That's really karma against Jason for quitting the podcast.
No, Elon's the president because of it.
Yeah. It's amazing. I actually had a conversation.
It's amazing.
At the Super Bowl, I think I had a conversation with Jason about AI and then Elon, and he got viscerally angry. He's got Elon derangement. Disorder.
Oh, no, that sounds even worse. It's almost like a mind virus.
It's so funny how the news just switches from, like, they just switched to Elon from Trump for a while, and Trump was just in the background signing all these executive orders, like, to remove all black people. No, that's not an executive order he did. But Trump was just basically able to get shit done, and then everyone was like, Elon's stealing our social security numbers to buy apple bottom jeans and boots with the fur on Amazon.
I think that guy wants your identity.
Yeah. Yeah. If Elon Musk took most of your identities, he would go broke probably because all the debt you people have.
Mm-hmm.
But like that is the dumbest argument of all time because the people that can see this information is our IRS agents, like shitty IRS agents.
Yeah,
anyone that works for Social Security or the IRS, they're who are more prone to corruption because they don't have money like Elon does. If you have a lot of money, you're a lot less likely to like be swayed by money to do something.
and taxes. That'd be cool.
I mean, Howard Lutnick is heavily talking about that. He's a commerce secretary.
Like, let's just not do taxes like this year.
Yeah, I want no property taxes. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't help you as much. Actually, it could lower rents.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah, because the landlords wouldn't have to pay property tax, and then just across the market, because you know that landlords got to compete against other landlords.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
In the end, it would make it cheaper to rent as well.
Well, I like paying paying a lot for rent.
Letting that money on fire, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I like having no money, because then I have no evil.
That's right.
Yeah.
And no problems, because
and no value and I, no.
I've been working on a lot of new sayings, like, because if you have no money, you have no problems. Mm-hmm. I've came up with this thing. The more money we come across, the more problems we see.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Be careful with that. Cause,
I don't know what you want from me. It's like, you know, the more money we come across, the more problems we see.
Yeah. You know, you might be a martyr for a cause. You got to pick your battles.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take on Tupac, who's sending his little boys to come take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
He's not even going to diss you on his own song the whole time. He's going to let his
little...
Do you want Trump, who's going to let little baby Vance come in?
Yeah. I like Vance.
Eat your ass.
Yeah. I love when he lets Vance off the chain.
Mm-hmm. It's like Pokemon or something. It's like, do you want...
Yeah, imagine Pence doing that. Mike Pencil.
Some people... Just Pence, like
Pence is just
such a.
I think Pence is legitimate. Was a robot.
I feel like I never heard him talk. Like I have no idea what his personality.
I mean, in the
is.
Past, you have a lot of vice presidents that don't really do anything.
Yeah,
like Harris, like Kamala.
Uh-huh.
She did a great job because her job was to go to like Venezuela and stuff and. Go to the root of immigration and make sure it stops.
But then you just get charmed by all these Venezuelans.
Yeah, and it turns out she's like, oh, let's actually fly all your people in. Mm-hmm. I think she's a little bit, she kind of forgot her mission a little bit.
You gotta stay with God's plan.
Right. So she's like, I was never the border czar. And it's like, okay, that's so you... But you were the Venezuela, Colombia, El Salvador, the more dangerous parts are sending them in here.
When she like hadn't been to the border, it reminded me of when Zelensky was like, have you ever been to Ukraine? Like, knowing that Vance hadn't been to Ukraine.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
But then
though.
He was like, I've been to.
Because he was trying to think of what to say. But he's seen the stories of him bringing people around. He definitely just brings people to Kiev or like. They're propaganda tours.
I'll just be like, I don't want to go to your country, bruh.
Right. Also, he's only been in office for so much time. And as a vice president, you don't really want to be in a war zone.
I just think...
Bruh. Also, the president and the vice president are briefed on everything that's going on.
They know, except for aliens.
They know exactly... I'm worried about... Aliens.
Aliens are definitely real.
I heard that we have like 20 million illegal aliens in the U.S. I'm scared of aliens. I had no idea that UFOs were landing and dropping people off, aliens off.
They're like, take me to your leader homes.
Dude, I had no idea that aliens already invaded.
They're taking our jobs and...
What the... Yeah.
They're probing us.
I don't see them around. But I guess I just saw in the news there's 20 million aliens here.
It's like you just don't even see them.
I was like, what? Yeah. Do they have big green heads? What do they look like?
They have big eyes.
Big eyes.
Real big eyes.
They probably look kind of like Dan Cass.
Kind of like no muscle.
Mm-hmm. I was talking.
No sexual.
Yeah. They're probably
childlike size.
Their dicks are probably their finger, their index finger, like in Scary Movie 3.
No sign of sexuality.
In Scary Movie 3, they pee out of their fingers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's no bathrooms on the spacecraft that we've recovered.
Yeah. It's so funny that Biden just left some guys in space. Did you hear about this?
Like, I barely heard about it.
They were supposed to be there for like a week, and they've been up there for 8 months.
Jesus.
And it was... How did they even survive?
They
didn't get picked up for political reasons because Biden wouldn't authorize... So SpaceX has the only... SpaceX has the only rescue ship that can... That can do that because they're a big contractor, you know, and Biden wouldn't let him do it during the until he was out of office.
Like, he thinks that that's a better look.
They should have talked about that more.
God,
it's insane. So they've been there for like 8 months.
Everyone can resonate with that.
They've been there for like 7 months. Isn't that insane? That's so funny. They're just like, why are we still here?
Yeah.
Oh, how fast?
I saw Trump say, like, go get him, Elon. And he's like, okay, boss.
Yeah. President Elon.
No,
see,
but
what I say is.
Yeah, that whoever can do that, like, kind of should be the president.
Yeah. If anyone thinks I'm like a Trumper or something like that, no, I just like whoever the president is, okay? I didn't like the last administration because I didn't know who the president was.
I like old Biden. I miss the old Biden.
I do. Old Biden was hilarious. He did steal my bit of falling all the time.
But no, the old Biden, the young Biden. I miss the young Biden.
The racist one?
Yeah, the racist
one. The one that
one
called black people super predators.
Yeah, and he would like.
But actually
keep
Trump's
them on separate buses.
Actually, Trump's the racist one though. The whole time, that's what the news says.
That's what I heard, is that he's like a white supremacist.
Yeah, there's no proof, but I think that's the case.
Yeah.
Trump's super racist, but there's no evidence, but I'm pretty sure it's true.
I wonder if...
That's what I like to go off of, is what's up, what people say with no evidence.
Well, at least he doesn't change his voice to each group of people he's talking to.
Right.
I feel like that
was just straight up offensive, what Kamala Harris was doing.
I love seeing different people's impressions of it.
Like. Yeah, it's amazing.
Like, shit. That would be mine.
We were doing that first, you know? And then Elon steals our look.
Mm-hmm.
Elon, give it back. And then Max Sorich stealing our look. On top of that, Elon had the chainsaw. We have a gun, okay?
We're Terminator.
I know why he had the chainsaw. It's because Malay gave it to him. That was part of the Argentina guy who wanted to cut regulations. So he was campaigning with a chainsaw. He gave that to Elon as a gift.
Like,
but
Elon
still,
loves
Elon.
Stuff like that. The sink.
Elon.
Let that sink in. And
well,
then the chainsaw.
We do have a patron that joined under the name. It was at Musk.
Uh-huh.
E. Doge, it said.
Okay.
I don't know who that is, though, but.
I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah. Muskie. Maybe someone from Muskegon,
yeah.
I guess. With a dog?
Uh-huh.
Probably. But yeah, a lot of people are stealing our swag.
Yeah, I can't blame them. I don't know. The sunglasses, once you try them, you go dark mode. You don't go back.
Right. It's like once you go black, you never go back.
Yeah.
But that's with sunglasses. Yeah, once you get the dark shades, I mean, once you go back, you just get depressed.
Once you get blacked, you don't go back from that.
Uh-huh. So
never the same.
Actually, maybe I'll save this note I have for the... I have some notes today, guys. This is like a first.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was at Frank's, there was these two other guys that were there. And then they're like... talking about Star Trek, and I said I've never seen Star Trek, and they're like, you've never seen Star Trek? And I was like, no, I'm not a fucking nerd. And who the fuck watches Star Trek? I watch Star Wars.
Yeah, war is cool.
I'm not going on treks. I like war. What is it good for? What is it good for? Absolutely everything.
Yeah, it's whatever you want.
Yeah. What is it bad for is when we send money and it goes into a bottomless pit in Ukraine. What it's good for is getting Greenland, killing the cartels, you know?
Yeah, I think cartels are kind of cool, though. I would probably keep anything that's cool if I was president. War is cool.
Yeah, the
cartels are cool.
Drugs will get more expensive, unfortunately.
Luigi is cool. I would pardon Luigi.
No, no.
Yeah, I would pardon Luigi.
No.
He's a symbol of people uprising. You have to pardon Luigi.
It's funny because the biggest change in wealth inequality was really during Biden era of COVID. You know, kind of weird that that's what happened.
Yeah, well, that's why when Bob was saying that, he like, there's no Molotov cocktails going around when people try to protest by not buying stuff on Amazon for one
day. I saw that on Friday.
Yeah.
I made a huge order on Amazon. I got McDonald's. what else was it? Walmart?
Because you're going to stand out as a customer that day and build your relationship with...
I can promise you a bunch of those people went to McDonald's that day. Even the people that, like, they forgot.
Or just bought, like, stuff.
Yeah, that was Al Sharpton that was saying to do that. Who's a fake reverend. He just gets paid money. He got paid a bunch of money from Kamala, too.
But it's like, that stuff doesn't work. Like, the Luigi stuff, that could work.
But Luigi...
If people are afraid for their life...
He's a rich kid.
So?
We don't even know his motive. We also don't know anything about the first assassination attempt.
Take away from Luigi.
We also know nothing about the first assassination attempt. And
well, assassination attempts are good for the it's good for the king to feel threatened by the people, or else they'll just be a.
Well, but I wonder if he knows. Because
CEOs should be afraid.
Well, I want to see. No, that's not the way to go, because then CEOs will just get a bunch of security. That gets passed down to the...
There's no safety.
Huh?
If you piss the
people but also, killing a CEO does nothing because... Sorry, canceling a CEO does nothing because they just get another CEO.
No, it's like a couple of days later, then they change their decision of, like, some... they weren't going to cover, like, something crazy, and then they flipped it right after... And it was like, because this CEO doesn't want to get murdered.
I think they did something like that, but then changed it back or something. So it was something that looked like they didn't, or they did it in reaction to that, and then just kind of like changed it back quietly.
I don't know. I'll investigate, but I just think, or else the people are hopeless.
I think Pelosi was involved.
I was walking behind a guy.
Pelosi was friends.
Old. I was
Pelosi
saying
was
something.
I think Pelosi was involved first.
I know, but then you stopped talking.
I was going to continue.
But then you hadn't continued. I
think Pelosi was involved because the Pelosi family was friends with the Mangione family.
Yeah, no, so maybe, already said that.
Maybe they put a bunch of puts on the on UHC.
Yeah, maybe.
But sorry, go ahead. My bad.
That's okay. It's stock talk.
Stocks
with Money Mac, the Candy Man.
Yeah, the Candy Man. I make the world better. Yeah, the Candy Man. I want to get a Willy Wonka hat.
Need more sleeper cell agents.
Sleeper cell anemia, sickle cell.
Yeah, like I was walking behind this old guy who was roughly Fauci's size, and just instantly had all these thoughts in my head about her
canceling.
Man. Yeah. So it was just,
mm-hmm.
Let's just say me. That
you
would
have had security.
I was saying something, but it's all good. No, the sunglasses, they keep you.
I was ad-libbing. He would have had security, but was it Fauci?
No, thank God.
Okay.
For all of us involved.
Yeah. Well, I think Fauci, he's got to pay for his own security now. He's got plenty of money.
That's sad. Fauci should take care of Fauci.
Fauci's a good guy. And I think that I think that COVID was natural.
Yeah.
And he was just he's an icon that helped us get through it.
And he's a natural as a doctor.
Also, I mean, I'm on Team Ukraine. Against you, like, if Trump's gonna talk like that, I'm not Team U.S. I'm Team Ukraine.
Yeah, like, what about like the Ukraine States of America?
That'd I like that. Cool. Yeah, yeah. Ukraine states owned by America.
The Ukraine States of
How about
owned by America?
Yeah, we need to make it like sound bad for them. It's like the the captured, the captured colonies of Ukraine,
the Ukraine slaves of America.
Yeah, Volodymyr.
But that's like a no,
but like... I'd love Volodymyr Zelensky because he's really like a symbol, you know.
Yeah.
He's a good guy, and he doesn't. He's not even like a beggar for money, and he doesn't like. They don't sell like half the guns that we give them to the black market.
He's a common man, and he was brave, and then the powers went to his head.
He's not even a conman man.
A conman man.
That's what he actually is—a conman man.
Even a comedian is just a deceptive manipulator.
Yeah, you got to give it to him. He's, I don't know if he has past work in sales and persuasion, but he's good salesman, or one of the best salespeople. He was able to extort $350 billion out of the U.S.
And what did, like, he was saying that thing about influence, like you'll feel influenced or something.
That was a threat.
Yeah.
That's why Trump was like, no, you're not going to tell us what the hell we're going to do. What he was saying, he was being good. I think that was like a New World Order threat.
I think he was saying like, you know, the people around you are just so much of the world or whatever. It's like they don't want you to be like just
he said
letting us like.
I think what he
bailing on us or whatever. You'll feel influenced because he knows all these people will be in his ear about it.
What's deeper about it is he thinks that Russia is gonna like. Own us somehow culturally or something, which makes no sense because they're not even good at that. We're the best at propagandizing other countries, flipping governments. That's what we do. Okay. We just want to stop this war.
I saw this thing. It was like about Adidas and like how cool it looked back in the day. And it's like, man, I wish that they wouldn't have dropped Kanye because it was like, Adidas jumpsuits, like how they became popular and stuff. It was like so cool. It was like their Olympic team. They like gave the whole Olympic team all Adidas jumpsuits.
I love and then those.
And then it became.
You know who else loves those? Ukraine. Ukrainians. Uh-huh. People in that area.
And then it's like Bob Keane. It's
like, yeah, well. He doesn't count as a
he
person.
Doesn't really count as
a human. Yeah,
even the people here that wear them.
He's like, a bat rat that sleeps upside down. So
the bat rat.
If you're a listener, you know that Bob Keane and Ariel Julie sleep upside down like bats under the Belmont Bridge. But Bob has been I don't watch Facebook anymore, but he's been basically just ratting on people right and left for stuff and. So he's a complete rat, which I don't respect. Even if he's exposing someone for something, do it on a podcast. Don't do it on Facebook. It's gay.
We use rat like a slur word, like Megan was calling Brandon Kiefer king of the rats or something.
Well, he does look kind of like a rat. Like not like the...
And like, he has the rat joke.
Like, I mean, he just looks like a rat, like the animal. I'm not saying that he rats on people, but he looks like one. I mean, Megan Loftus is right about everything.
Yeah.
She's kind of like the Alex Jones of comedy.
I saw Liz Becker was like, I used to think Alex Jones was just a comedian. Like when she first heard him, it's like, I could see that.
Yeah. Like it turns out
she thought he was like a parody of like someone like him or something. I'm like, there's no one like him.
No, it turns out he's like Nostradamus and he gets everything right. Including probably Pandy Pook, but he can't go into that until his lawsuits are over.
It sounds like a good dish, a Pandy Pook.
Would you rank it as a Pandy Pook?
Yes.
Would you rank a dish of Pandy Pook?
Yes.
Yeah. I was working on some impressions, I think. Well, actually, my favorite impressions have just been listening to Alex Jones's impressions of Volodymyr Zelensky.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why you not give me nuclear bomb? I need, give me nuke. Give me nuke, please. Why you not? And then, like, he's like, I need nukes so I can get more cocaine. Yeah. I need more cocaine.
When there's signing the nukes, that was crazy. But you said that Alex Jones was kind of making sex, kind of like orgasm noises during...
Oh, he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was hilarious. Because that meeting right there just basically shakes the New World Order. Because they need this war to keep going.
People were real upset about how Trump acted, or like just
yeah.
I saw so many people complaining, like, "Oh, I'm embarrassed because of mm-hmm. this."
And I also, in 2022, there was a news thing about Joe Biden doing the exact same thing, over $1 billion, mm-hmm. and way less deaths. They had a deal about to be signed in 2022, and then Boris Johnson, fake Trump. He looks like fake Trump. Mm-hmm. He looks like Timu Trump. He flew over there and he said, "Don't sign the deal." He said, "Don't sign the deal." And now we're just trying to, you know, close the war off in the best terms we can. Mm-hmm. He's not helping himself being combative.
No, I feel like...
Like, when you're in that room and, like, during that part, that's not when you, like, talk about stuff that he brought up.
He was trying to... He's desperate.
Well, he was trying to, sucker the American... Get attention from the American people, and then he got wrecked.
Well, maybe don't put your hands in your armpits then.
Yeah, but, I mean, he was disrespectful to Rubio... Scott Bessent, the Treasury. Well, because he would tell them one thing and then go on the media and say the opposite.
It was Rubio.
For Rubio. And then for Scott Bessent, flew all the way to Ukraine and he had to wait a full day because Vladimir was sleeping. And then they had a meeting and I guess Vladimir was just screaming at him the whole time.
The other day, I was driving my car, and I pulled into the Walgreens, and I was just kind of drifting slowly, like, towards a spot, and then there's this guy walking in front of me to his car, and I was at an angle following behind him, and I was just thinking, what if I just slowly kept going and then just crushed him?
You know, have you played GTA 5?
Yeah.
You know how Franklin has that power where you can slow down the car two turns? I actually have that power.
You do?
Yeah. So I drive my work vehicle, and I just kind of sometimes, if it's a tight turn, I just go, and then I can just go.
It's kind of like Clock Stoppers.
Yeah. I love Clock Stoppers.
Yeah.
I want to get a Clock Stopper watch. Are they expensive?
I don't know. I have this cheap ass where this watch does not stop time.
This one's... gold-plated from Malco, an old sponsorship of mine. I get a lot of sponsors, folks. No big deal. Are you curious? Do you want to know anything about anything? Because I have actually our friend Grok here.
Right now.
Grok!
Let's ask Grok kind of what he thinks about Drake's, if he's going to be able to recover from the Kendrick whipping. Okay. Whipping is not the best word.
How do I talk into it?
I wanted to make that sketch where I'm...
Okay, hold on. Hey, Grok. Will Drake ever be able to recover from the Kendrick beef?
And how?
It said, hey, Brock. No, I'm talking... Why would it say... Why would it think that I said that? I'm literally
Brock
on...
Turner.
On Grok.
Is it thinking?
It's thinking.
This one might take a while.
No. okay, they're diving too much into it. let's say make more concise.
I was afraid of when it talks back.
Did you watch the Rogan with Elon?
Yeah.
there's the one with the bitchy one.
Yeah.
I don't know how to find that one. I think you have to have the premium. I think you either get it through the Grok app, you pay more for it, or you can get it on X, but you have to be at a level above regular
mode.
Yeah, I got unhinged mode. Okay.
Can't afford that. I need my beef.
Here's a tighter
money.
Version. Drake can recover from the Kendrick beef. Here's how. Music. His new album, his new album with Party Next Door, February 2025, top charts showing he's still got hits. More bangers like Take Care could shift focus from the L. Image. Kendrick disses Not Like Us at the Super Bowl. Stung, but Drake's tour antics, karaoke, emotional vibes could reframe him as relatable, not rattled. Stats with 21 Diamond songs and streaming dominance, time and numbers favor him with fading the beef's noise. He won't win the feud, but can outlast it with hits and hustle.
Hits and hustle.
I like the end. He won't win. But, I mean, this also ties into America versus Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And I like how you talked about how he did the song about how Drake's a fetophile. on the Monday after, Alex Jones was how does Not Like Us go? Like, how does it? No, just like what he said.
They not like us.
Oh, okay, yeah. He's like, globalists, they not like us. Like, he's like lizard. He's like baby eating lizard people like Hillary Clinton, like not like us. He was going off.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there were mixed reviews on the right wing Twitter. Some liked it because it was kind of exposing that kind of thing. Some people that are took the dark red pill.
Dark mag.
There's different shades of the red pill.
There's the pink pill.
I've taken the deepest pill you can take is the QAnon pill, but that pill also has poison in it because you have no idea if it's true.
You don't know how it's going to mix with your real pills.
The deepest truth is if you go to someone like Alex Jones, who we're sponsored by, so go to the alexjonesstore.com/redcomedy. But the reason I like watching InfoWars stuff is because they go through everything that what every news station or platform is saying about something and then give their analysis and laugh at the retarded headlines. But it means it's not an echo chamber where I don't see all the stuff.
Yeah, you hear counter arguments.
Yeah. And then they say, this argument's gay.
What's a counter argument? Like, we're arguing, what kind of tile?
Counters,
yeah. Countertops.
I'm not going to argue about my kitchen counters.
No, that's one that you let the wife pick that.
Yeah.
I pick your battles.
Yeah. But never let the wife... Never to tell the wife to choose where to go to dinner. It'll take an hour before she makes a decision.
I learned a little trick for
you
that.
You just say, I'm thinking pizza. How about you? That's what you do.
No, you
That's
say, it. Guess, you guess where we're going tonight.
Oh, okay. I like
and then
that.
Wherever she guesses.
Oh.
Just go, how the fuck did you
first
guess?
I like that.
It's manipulation tech.
So you walk in and say that to her and the kids?
Uh-huh, and you just pray that it's nowhere where you need to buy tickets or make reservations or that...
Bad fish.
You don't want to go, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, McDonald's. Mm-hmm. McDonald's is good.
This bitch better pick McDonald's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Scoobies, you ever been to Scoobies?
There should be McDonald's Fridays from now on. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Did Al Sharpton's boycott work?
I want to know about a bit that you did before you were a real comedian. Where it's something in life that was stupid that you did that you're like, this is so funny. Like, it's basically a bit, but then.
Oh, in jail?
You didn't really know it was a bit yet.
In jail when I was doing push-ups and rapping?
Yeah.
And in my own cell?
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah. Well,
what's some stupid you did in high school or college that was?
I've done a lot of stuff like that. I mean, I just I told people to call me Dan Marino for like a couple months.
Yeah.
I just was Dan Marino. But Pat McAllister was the best one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I'm Pat McAllister. My dad's a lawyer. Do you know who my dad is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have my ID, bouncer, but do you know who my dad is? And they say, no.
Uh-huh. No, like, one likes that.
It's like, yeah. Uh-huh. So I wanted to be the guy that no one likes.
Yeah.
And Pat McAllister. Pat McAllister is the one no one likes.
That's a good bit.
Mm-hmm. Al Sharpton. So Al Sharpton is not a very sharp guy, in my opinion. He used to be like a symbol for the black community, but now he's like, I don't think black people even like him. He just gets paid money to say whatever people want him to say.
Yeah, it's like when you used to have no TV channels and they only had a few black people that were famous. Like Condoleezza Rice had to hold an important role in the culture. That's part of my, when I'm like, need an intervention for thinking I'm black, it's like you keep saying the culture all the time.
Well, I'm black. When I got my 23andMe, guess what it said?
You're Jewish?
No, it said I'm white.
Oh, what?
I was shocked. I was like,
they're trying to whitewash me.
Clearly 23andMe is fake.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to whitewash me.
Yeah.
Trying to pin me. Trying to pin me as a white male so I can't get a job.
Are they going to rename you now?
Yeah, exactly. What are they going to call me instead of...
Toby?
Yeah. What are they going to call me? Mount Denali instead of Mount McKinley? Something like that, you know? I actually had to correct my dad. My dad has Trump derangement syndrome. Shout out, Dad, if you're listening. But he said, yeah, I climbed up most of Mount Denali. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, you mean McKinley, right?
Woo.
And then...
He's in Mount Denial.
No, he didn't fight back on that one.
Yeah.
He said McKinley for the rest of the conversation. Whenever I'm at dinner with my dad, I always slide passive jabs in about how the Democratic Party sucks.
He doesn't fight back.
Well, sometimes. I mean,
he's just picking his battles.
It's normally like small things I pick. Like, because I don't think I'm a Democrat or a Republican. I just support the president.
Unless it's Biden.
I didn't know who the president was. I saw an old guy falling, and then
He stole my bit.
Right, he stole my bit. Slapstick. So I don't like Biden. I don't like the Biden administration. Okay, for that reason, Obama. I always said thanks, Obama.
Yeah,
So obviously I was thankful for Obama. I said for about every issue that happened, I said thanks, Obama.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't say I didn't like him. Also, that guy was so good at doing drone strikes, Obama, and I love that.
Yeah, he's a sharp shooter.
Yeah,
sharper than Al Sharpton.
He's like one of the best. Oh, your camera froze weirdly. Oh,
no,
you're good though.
I was watching the wrong movie, Holes, the other day.
Oh, you watch Holes?
I thought I was watching the Shia LaBeouf, but this is this one was much different.
What was it?
It was the other kind of Holes.
Oh, was it porn? Pornography?
It's safe to say.
I call it pornog for short, you know.
I want to combine sex work and slot machines somehow. Like you could win like a
some pussy.
Yeah, like some kind of job.
Yeah.
Get a real job.
You win a job?
Yeah.
Instead of
like a blow job.
That could really help with unemployment if you win a job from now mine's not working.
Or just like if you get
So we'll be right back on winning a job at the casino.
Blow job. And we're back. We're talking about if you could somehow mix gambling and sex work, maybe you could win an OnlyFans subscription.
I was thinking win a job.
Yeah, Mac wants you to
because that would lower unemployment. Job. The casino would like it because person's making more money. No, but it's like a good job. I mean, there's different levels probably of jobs you can win. So you do the job slot machine.
No one's going to play that game.
That's how communism should work, is you play a job slot machine.
Mm-hmm. And then you get to go do that.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'll be like good at it and like it.
Mm-hmm. And then some people would be DMV workers. They'd be like, that is not my job. Mm-hmm. That's how, you remember the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre? She was a DMV worker. She was always like, Peter Ducey would ask her a question. She'd be like, that is not my job. Yeah. And then now we have Caroline Leavitt, who's sexy, and she's like the best press secretary of all time.
You could put them in a film together.
Dude.
All the good ones.
What I dream about is having a threesome with Caroline Leavitt and Alina Habba. Do you know who that is? Trump. She's like Trump's lawyer.
You showed me her, yeah. All I dream about is Beaver.
I dream about... All day I dream about sports, you know?
All day I dream about Semitism.
All day I dream about sex.
I can't even spell Semitism. I
can't even spell sex. Was it S-E?
The tism.
S-E-C-T-S? Sex?
When people say the tism, are they talking about Semitism or...
I don't know. Cemeteries?
I have semautism.
Semi-autism. Semautism. Yeah.
I'm anti-semautists.
Yeah.
I think everyone is, though.
Yeah. I mean, you can't like them all.
No.
Yeah. I mean, anyone that doesn't like Elon is ableist.
Exactly. Like that.
So, which means most of the left-wing media, ableist.
We're talking about Asperger, kings of comedy. Up.
Yeah. Talking shit about burgers. Trump loves burgers.
Free comedy.
Guys. Name a more American guy than Donald Trump.
Yankee Doodle? I don't know.
Nobody.
Name a more African American guy than Elon Musk.
Because he can throw a football too, you know, Trump.
Mm-hmm.
He's. Yeah. Literally, people. These people love DEI, but an African American working as an appointee, is bad. And this guy gets two pretty big points on the DEI quota.
Think about like,
disability, and he's African American.
Yeah, and he's almost like. The most African American because one, he's the president of the U.S. He's the most American,
right?
And then he's actually from Africa, unlike every other African American.
Yeah. Much. Well, also he's from South Africa, where they're actually killing white people. Like it's like a real thing going on there. Uh-huh. It's like a white genocide.
Like a ritual.
No, it's like a real thing going on, which is pretty pretty not nice. Like I don't want to get. Genocide.
Like, fuck.
Also, Rwanda invaded Congo, you know. But no one really cares about that area.
Rwanda forever. Sorry, Congo.
When I was in Rwanda, it was cool. It was nice. I'm on the side of Rwanda in this. Rwanda, pick a side on this. I do. Rwanda.
I'm more of a Cosmo guy.
Congo?
Cosmo and Wanda, the Fairly Odd Parents.
I like those. They were fairly Wanda odd, in my opinion. Congo. They were fairly
yeah, they
odd.
Were,
they're odd parents.
Yeah, they're kind of...
They have like wands and wings, little crowny things.
And they're like, do they fuck? Like,
can you text Max and see if we can get Beans on the podcast?
I think the Beans, it's...
When's Beans going to be in town?
We have to fly him in.
Is he in California?
Wanna. We could have probably got him to come here if we paid for his plane.
No shot in hell I'm doing that.
Why? That would be worth it for
did
us.
Beans get cooked?
Beans got cooked.
Did he get, in L.A., did he get lit on fire?
No. Actually, I don't know. If he's,
what if he got burned alive?
I think his can might have been fire resistant.
That's good. Yeah. It's always better to be safe than sorry. Mm-hmm. I have a fire extinguisher. I got it because my old roommate was training for being a firefighter.
Mm-hmm.
They told me to get one. It's always smart to have. And I was like, I don't really need this shit. And then my back deck lit on fire. And I put it out.
It on, yeah.
Well, I didn't light it on fire.
Set it on fire.
Well, I cleaned it. And then I burned the things for a while I was watching it. Okay. And then I turned the burners off. Mm-hmm. Went, hung out for a bit to make sure that everything was good.
Took a little nap.
You know, I just walked inside. And then somebody was buzzing on my door, my front door. And I was like, probably a fucking someone asking me to drill Church of Latter-day Saints. Uh-huh. Turned out it was someone trying to warn me that my back deck was on fire.
Yeah.
But I got a phone call from Mike in Unit 1 that the neighbors from across the street on the other side could see my back deck on fire. So, yeah, I like my community. Thank you, community, for letting me know. And then I rebuilt that part of the deck, and then I ended up rebuilding the whole building's deck without a permit.
Nice.
I'm not going to go through all the fucking bureaucracy to rebuild a deck. I'm just
You did the Doge approach.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to rebuild a deck.
Yeah.
But all I did was just, I kept everything the same as it was. I just replaced all the boards, or I power washed them and restained them. But I took out every single screw, probably like 80,000 screws.
Yeah, you had a lot of screws loose.
Yeah, I have a screw loose.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Some people say I'm screwed in, you know, like I'm smart as shit.
You're like locked in.
What's up?
Oh, what up, bro?
What's up? Going? We're just finishing up.
This guy just fucking ninja'd his way in here.
Yeah.
Sick.
Did you buzz Unit 1? And
I got buzzed in, and then I shut
up
the door and some guy let me in.
Yeah. Oh. it's probably the guy from downstairs. You're good. Dylan, do you have any plugs?
No, just electricity. What else? Working on.
You got at Comedy Baddie?
Yeah, at Comedy Baddie. And, I'm trying to laugh like Elon Musk.
That's good. I like that. I'm Mac again. I'm a threat to democracy. Follow me at Bad Boy Comedy. Obviously, you all know to follow at Bad Comedy Podcast on everything. Check it out. If you're listening on audio, check out the video on YouTube. If you're watching a video, go to audio, and you can do both depending on the situation you're in. You can't always watch stuff.
Mm-hmm. If you watch the movie Holes, make sure it's the right one.
Yeah. Not the one on Pornhub. That's the one you watched. And, you know, of course, every Friday, Saturday, you can catch me on the main stage, Zany's Live Factory Comedy Bar. So just go there. I'm probably performing. If I'm not performing, make sure you complain to management. Why isn't Mac Knepper on stage?
Yeah.
So, folks, I appreciate you listening. Go to patreon.com/badcomedy. That's patreon.com/badcomedy. That's where the funny episodes are. The first one's bad on purpose.
They're all bad. Just how many are bad on purpose? Am I right?
Well, I mean, the other ones are ironically bad. The ones by the paywall, they're good. They're like, I just recently listened back through every episode.
Yeah,
I spent about a year doing it. Mm-hmm. They're all really fucking good. And I was thinking about, we need to change the name of the podcast.
Yeah,
but it's so ingrained now. It's been like 3 years. Mm-hmm. It should be Good Comedy.
I actually have the handles for that good comedy pod if we ever need them.
Actually?
Yeah.
Nice. It's like buying a domain. Mm-hmm. We should buy Ukraine.
Shout out to the Ukraine Slaves of America.
Yeah. Shout out to Vladimir. Shout out to Vladimir Putin.
Let's just all get along and.
That's one of the things I came up with. Why can't we just all get along? You know? And then also
just be friends.
Don't judge a man by the color of his skin, but the content of his character.
Yeah, you know, like my character listens to a lot of Dr. Dre and Snoop. And
Yeah, I've made up a lot of characters.
Yeah.
Some
like Pat McAllister.
But don't judge some of the characters that I made up because it's not nice.
Judging by the what they would listen to.
You should actually judge some of them by the color of the skin, to be honest.
You know, you're listening to too much Rogan when you're looking for UFOs in the sky stuff.
After hearing there's already 20 million aliens here, I stopped even caring about UFOs. They're already here. Mm-hmm. Whew. All right, folks. Thanks for listening. We got a fantastic guest coming up. I'm not going to say who it is because if I did,
it's just you just buy the podcast.
Just join patreon.com/badcomedy. That's where the guest episodes are. But it's we got a big guest. We got someone that you for sure know all of
this
you.
This was a get for sure. Sometimes I know we kind of hype things up a lot.
Let's say his name rhymes with Pimpillin.
Or we could say he's just a pimp and.
Yeah. It's Tim Dillon. So go to patreon.com/badcomedy. Thanks, folks. We love you.